This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's a Friday morning. We'll check the numbers from the CME Group in just a bit. But we can tell you at this point, futures are trading in the corn pit just a bit lower, in the beans higher, the cattle are lower, and so are the hogs. A couple of things coming up. Monday is the crop production report. WASDE numbers are due out as well. That's at 11 a.m. Central Time. Be sure you sign up for our weekend newsletter. If you do, or you just visit our WILLAG.org website, you'll be able to find those numbers really quickly. Dave Dickey will have them up and in either the newsletter or online at our website not long after they're released at 11 a.m. Central Time. On Wednesday of next week, I'll be at First Trust and Savings Bank in Watsika. That one's open, but you do need to give Jordan Herleman a call there if you'd like to come. They do have a meal. Give them a call at First Trust and Savings Bank in Watsika for an Ag Outlook panel. And on Thursday, we'll have Agronomy Day right here on a campus. It starts at 7 a.m. in the morning, runs through the noon hour. It's open. Everybody's invited to come out and talk to the extension and research professionals at the U of I, the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences about what they've been doing in the field in the South Farms and the research farms there. They're not far to the south and east of the State Farm Center, the Assembly Hall right here on campus. In a moment, Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated will join us. He has an update of the weather forecast.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20 plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are going to stay pretty much as they are right now through a big part of the weekend. And what I mean by that is we're not going to be seeing much new precipitation across the region, but yet we do have a chance for some shower activity. The majority of the precipitation, though, is going to be brief and limited and not likely to be widespread in any major way over these next 4 or 5 days. Our best chance for rain will come as a little reinforcing shot of cool air comes southward out of Canada here over the weekend, and it will likely set off some showers and thunderstorms in South Dakota and Minnesota initially on Saturday, and on Sunday into early Monday morning, we'll see the precipitation shifting southeastward across the Midwest. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5/10 of an inch, will occur with this event. I do not expect to see much greater rainfall in the association with this event, with the exception maybe of a few locations in Nebraska or maybe South Dakota, where we could see something a little bit heavier in a few counties. Iowa will see a few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch of rain. I really think a lot of the precipitation there is going to be erratic. But because the heavier storms are just over the border in parts of South Dakota and Nebraska, there's still potential for some surprising rainfall, perhaps, in some of the northwestern parts of the state. But I don't want to put a lot of potential on that right now. I really don't think that's going to come into fruition. Now, the rest of the Midwest will see showers, and we'll also see precipitation totals running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5/10 of an inch. The one area that's going to see the most consistent net drying conditions over the next week or so is probably going to be the Great Lakes region and the uppermost portions of the Mississippi Basin, really from Minnesota over to Michigan and southward into maybe the northernmost parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Totally dry weather is not expected in these areas, but what precipitation does occur is going to be very brief and light. A warm front is expected to move through the Midwest about a week from now and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. That would mean basically the 17th and the 18th of August. And that frontal system will bring showers and thunderstorms to many areas across the region. It's a little soon to talk about how much rain may or may not occur, but if you're looking for the next best opportunity for rain after this weekend in Iowa, that's probably the event to keep an eye on. The temperatures across the Midwest will be cooler biased as we move forward through this next 4 or 5 days. We're expecting to see most of the region continuing to experience daily temperatures that will run mostly in the 70s north and the 80s south. And this will occur for the most part through about Thursday of next week. Now, as that warm front begins to evolve in the northwestern Corn Belt a week from now, we'll likely see some warmer air building up behind it across the plains and into the Rocky Mountain region. Eventually, as the warm front moves eastward through the 17th, 18th, and 19th of August, we'll likely see warmer temperatures across the Midwest. Is this the start of a long-term warm pattern? Probably not. Eventually, some cooler air will come back to the region from the northwest, so it'll be a short-term bout of improved weather across the region. Our crops will certainly benefit from it, with a stimulated environment for new growth to occur in many areas. One thing to keep in mind, those areas that did not get significant relief recently, which includes Iowa, will be in a position of experiencing greater amounts of stress as the temperatures turn warmer later this month, assuming that there's no better rainfall that actually occurs than what's in the forecast. So a close monitoring of those dry pocketed areas for late season crops like soybeans will be very important. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the weather forecast across the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Now, here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago, both the electronic and open outcry are in action at this time. September corn futures at 471 and three quarters are down a penny and three quarters. December at 457 and a half, two and a quarter lower. And the next year's July at 485 and a quarter, down 2 cents. The soft red winter wheat at 637 and three quarters, and the SEPs down 3.5 cents. August soybeans at 1362, 6 1/4 higher. September at 1233 1/2, up 5 3/4. And November beans at $11.88 3/4, 4.5 cents higher. Bean meal up $2.90. Bean oil 12 cents higher. Live cattle down $1.75, or rather down 17.5 cents. And August feeder cattle down 20 cents at this hour. The September, however, is up 17.5. Lean hogs at $100.35, or 27.5 cents lower on the day. On the phone line with us from Strategic Farm Marketing right here in Champaign County is Ed Dunn. Good morning to you, Ed. Thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, tell me about the overnight trade and what happened, and then look forward for me.
Sure. Obviously, we've got choppy trade ahead of a crop report Monday morning, as you'd mentioned. And don't look for much to change today, Todd. Right now, corn's down a couple. Probably stays two lower to two higher. I just wouldn't expect much going in. We are looking at record short positions from the funds, so they're afraid to press it too much going into crop reports. You just never know what the government's going to throw at them. We've also kind of reached these counts, the downside counts, 450 to 455 in these corn from a technical standpoint. So for the moment, we're going to stay stable until we get through the Monday numbers. As far as soybeans go, we're 5 or 6 higher. China buying interest really spurred things on yesterday, led to the double-digit gains. Also, the realization that old crop supplies are very tight. It's like they ignored that for several weeks, and now all of a sudden they've come back and said, oh, my, we don't have very many beans. And so the bean market's going to stay pretty secure, especially in the old crop. But as these weather conditions, as you've referenced, continue to stay good, don't look for new crop beans to make a big rally.
Yeah, the weather is the driving force at this point. Has your company taken a look at the yield potential and put out some numbers for the Monday report?
Well, the firm we deal with out of Chicago has. And yes, we're looking at, we feel like, The market is trading a 160 to 161 national corn average right now, Todd, and we're not going to argue with that.
Wow.
I think that number is very reachable. I know the average trade guess is somewhere around 158. So if we come in with a 160 type number, that could push corn down to that next level of maybe 4 1/4 on Dees corn at the board. We haven't seen too many yield checks yet. Guys are still a little bit hesitant to get out there and do much. Boy, they're going to start rolling in shortly after Monday's report. But there's certainly going to be a lot of big numbers in corn from Central Illinois over the next few weeks as guys roll around. A lot of twos in front of them. And, there's some big news. A guy did a yield check over in Ohio earlier this week, and there was actually a 3 in front of the yield potential on that field. So a lot of big numbers are going to come rolling in. But it's hard to be the same optimism on soybeans as far as yield. Started out too wet, too late. We look at a good crop, but not the bumper that we're going to have in corn.
All right. Anything to add before I let you go?
Just that, I think guys that have storage, I think they have the ability to sell the carry in the markets, Todd, and maybe not worry. And with basis levels as strong as they are, if you don't have storage, you can certainly look at a basis contract for fall delivery stuff because farmers aren't going to be willing to sell at these lower prices, and basis should stay pretty solid.
Ed, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Todd.
Ed Dunn is with Strategic Farm Marketing. They're located right here in Champaign, Illinois, joins us on a Friday morning to look at the commodity markets.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Well, we're coming up on the top of the hour. It will be 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. This is WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9. HD3 Urbana. Here's what the outside markets look like at the hour. Nearby crude oil at $104.70 a barrel. That's $1.31 higher. The RBOB gasoline or wholesale price at $2.87 1/10, a penny and 4/10 of a cent higher for the day. Ethanol futures at $2.17 2/10, just about 8/10 of a cent lower. And diesel fuel at $2.96 1/10 of a cent. That's up 4/10 of a cent. The weather forecast tells us we'll have a 20% chance of rainfall throughout the day today, mostly cloudy, a high of 81 degrees on a north wind at 3 to 6 miles an hour in the Urbana-Champaign area. The National Weather Service says mostly cloudy this evening at a low of 62, and then Saturday, sunny skies and 81 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy and a low of 58, and on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 82. Sunday night, partly cloudy and 65. By the time we start the work week, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, and a high near 82 on Monday and Monday night, showers and thunderstorms, and a low of 62. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.